Initializing transmission.
Confirmed.
Mbot and
Sbot present.
All awesome in your ears.
Hello.
Good evening.
Ooh. Whoa, so wow.
Wow, we're loud today. Hello, everybody. You are listening to All Awesome in Your Ears.
I'm Sbot.
And I'm Mbot. And you are tuned in to
CITR
101.9
FM.
FM, wow.
Always. We're always really good at that.
We're really good at that. We're good, especially
today. I'm not going to touch this again because it'll make a loud noise.
We'll fix it in a second. we have a really wicked show.
I think so.
This is part two of the theme we had last weekend, which was record labels that rock our robo brain chips.
Which we actually didn't say last time.
We didn't say it last week. But we even wrote it down and everything. So this is more record labels that rock our robo brain chips. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have today?
Today it's going to be two record labels, Anti and DFA.
Yeah.
DFA.
You got to pull out the DFA.
So good. You'll be dancing. I feel like, unless you're driving, which I feel is dangerous, well, just no leg dancing.
If you just do arm movements in your car, perhaps?
Both hands on the wheel still, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what we have today. We're going to start with Anti and with DFA. We feel like that's fitting.
That's the natural progression, of a good show.
And we're doing it a little bit different than we did a couple weeks ago. The other week we did 5 tracks from 5 artists on each record label. But this week we're doing 4 from Anti, 6 from DFA.
Yeah. It's a little bit DFA heavy.
But it's going to be good. So deal with it. So Anti, this is the record label we're going to be starting with. Anti is the sister label of Epitaph. And it was launched in 1999. Epitaph is huge, of course.
Did you know, I'm going to interrupt you.
Go interrupt.
Did you know that when I was a young teenager, maybe not young, mid-teenager, I thought I was like a hardcore punker. And I loved Epitaph. And as my first tattoo, I considered getting the Epitaph E.
I'm really glad that you didn't do that, though.
Me too.
You would really, I feel like, regret that now.
Oh, so many regrets.
So many regrets.
Thank God that's not one of them.
So we have 4 tracks from Anti, and we're gonna kick it off with, oh, this is your song, you should introduce it.
Yeah, it's gonna be Man Man. I feel like are fantastic. I'm not sure if their first album was on Anti, but for sure their latest one is.
Yeah.
And it's called Mr. Young Stuff, and it's
well, that's this track.
What?
Oh,
Mr. Young Stuff is the name of the track.
Oh, okay.
Off of
okay, I'm sorry,
Rabbit Habits. So
I'm sorry,
so quick on the draw.
Next, after that, we'll be playing some old Weaker Thans. They're also on Anti. Oh.
Robo Heart. Melting.
This is off of Left and Leaving. It was a while ago that this came out.
We went into the vault.
We went into the vault to get it. But I don't know. There's nothing like old Weaker Thans.
It's true.
And this album especially, I feel like both of us have quite an affinity to.
Also Propaganda.
Yeah.
Which is something I don't regret from the times when I thought I was a hardcore punker. Listening to, like, pop punk. Propaganda is still amazing.
It's true. We're going to be playing Aside off of Left and Leaving. I'm sure it'll reawaken your love of the Weaker Thans.
Weaker Thans.
We're just going to play the song now. Okay, so Man Man.
Man Man, here we go.
And then the Weaker Thans.
Woo!
Oh,
lines and one decisive stare. The time it takes to get from here to there. My ribs that show through t-shirts and these shoes I got for free. I'm unconsoled, I'm lonely, I am so much better than I used to be. Of telephones and shopping malls and knives, and drowning in the pools of other lives. Rely a bit too heavily on alcohol and irony. Get clobbered on by courtesy. In love with love and lousy poetry. Circumnavigate this body of wonder and uncertainty. Armed with every precious failure, an amateur cartography. Breathing deep before I spread those maps out on my bedroom floor.
Good.
I was saying earlier, it sounds more like Death Cab for Cutie than I thought. It's very similar to me.
And you also thought it sounded a little bit like Blink-182 as well.
When that guitar started out, but that's a bad gauge maybe. But I was like, ooh, are we doing this? And then the nasally voice came in and I was like, everything's okay.
It is such a good song.
New.
I know. It's a classic, really.
That's good.
We had to leave it in. Those were our two first
tracks
off of our Ode to Anti Records. We started off with
Man Man, Mr. Young Stuff from Rabbit Habits. I looked like I was under arrest. I just put up my arms in shock,
I
have to talk.
And then we followed that with The Weaker Thans. That was Aside off of Left and Leaving.
Next up will be Islands.
Islands
are great.
Mm.
Although,
and not just the land masses.
Yeah. Also the band.
Also a band.
I'm a little bit unicorns preferable, but I understand that they're long gone now, so I'll have to deal with Islands.
Okay.
But the track we'll hear is, you know what? We're not two albums now. Most recent album. Not crazy about. The one before that, though, I really do like a lot, which is Return to the Sea was the name of the album. And the track we're going to hear is Where There's a Will, There's a Whalebone, which is just awesome.
Killer. It's so super killer. And then we're going to follow it up and also close off our Ode to Anti Records with brand new Cadence Weapon. I feel like this is a real mishmash, this record label.
Yeah, Anti?
It's kind kind of...
Well, isn't that... I think that was its goal,
its
right?
Its goal, I think it's...
to be, like, more diverse,
I think it's
and
good.
Eclectic.
Yeah, let me just see. It is... it just has a diverse roster ranging from hip-hop, reggae, country. I think that was. Huh. And I think their motto was good artists making music their own way.
You have a really good memory.
I know.
I saw that and I wasn't even paying attention to it.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention to it.
you come really prepared for these things.
Yeah. but yeah, really diverse. And Cadence Weapon is his newest album is on there as well. Special story about Cadence Weapon. Good friend of mine. We are friends.
Is that a story?
It's a story. It's more of I'm boasting, really.
It's just a fact.
It's just a fact. I've been friends with him for many years. I actually used to work on CFUV in Victoria, and I once did a interview with him. Actually, it'd be kind of funny to play that again. An interview with him when he played Folk Fest there a couple years ago, and he was actually just thinking about making this new album. So that was fun. It was right when he was nominated for the Polaris Prize.
Aww.
In its inaugural year for breaking KFAB.
So much information.
That's a lot of information.
Just off the top of your head like that.
I'm good.
You are really good.
Anyways, this is his new album. It's called After Party Babies. If you've seen the actual jewel case for it or the whatnot.
The sleeve.
The cover. It's a great picture of him sitting in front of all of his friends. On these kind of bleachers,
yeah.
Almost like it was like a grade 5 picture. And I was stoked because I was like, I'm sure I know people on that cover. And I do.
Where were you?
Here. I don't live in Edmonton anymore. Also, want to point out, he's all about staying true to his hometown, which I appreciate. And one of my favorite things about listening to his music is that I understand all the inside jokes.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough blabbering. The track we're going to be playing is called In Search of the Youth Crew. We feel like this is the closest track to a DFA track.
Yeah, to what will come next.
Well, so it's a good lead up.
But first it'll be Islands with Where There's a Will, There's a Whalebone.
And then Cadence Weapon in Search of the Youth Crew.
Go hide out if anyone finds out. Turn the lights out. We'll be right back.
choice to stay here.
I remember that summer up in the crib, just like Adam with the missing rib. The cocaine case where they used to live, the hairdresser used to talk, yeah, real, real glib. But I got a great vibe, he's going in the fist. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind of how the dumb monkeys got gorilla in the midst of a struggle via fist for a slice and a fifth. Back then, yeah, I didn't used to rip, so I broke out quick, no shit, sure, a lot, nerd hop, no, never, I'd never talk shop. I'd only talk chop like, drop your drink, drop your pants, drop your plans, drop your friends, drop your hand, drop a link, pop a lock for young ham, not. We used to grab props and stunts like Bruce Willis. What are you talking about? The youth who's back. 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 Silent summers disagreed about it. Got hammers in the wrist and the line of gout. I miss those kids with the rubber headbands, deadpan comedy, close pin to the dress. No spins, just press. Preferably full courtship. Worst kick and torsion. I'm not very sharp, but I'll dull importance if you're down for a lark. Oh, you know me, oh, you know about shark. There's no reference, less party of the shark. Tank, green to the scene, hardly even started. Hip hop hipsters, dearly departed. Cover the phrase and keep it in your locket. We're all on the floor, regretting the week. But no shame on top or beneath the sheets. You funeral, yes, send me a wreath. The youth who's back. 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 I seen on the Famer, told to talk like sex, no talk like Kramer. If you wanna check me, baby, I'm easy. You're a cute little styler with a half-eaten rider. Cut off your fitted cap, take your power like Siler. I run out the clock, report to the miser. Rhyme-wise, I'm a lifer with a bullet-ridden bedpost. Nose to the grindstone, digging till your mind's blown, throwing abuse. The girls got loose on fructose juice. At the hop, a la Halo, take shots like Salom. At the time I was speaking, track 9 of this album. Club goes powder to nose, no talcum. I still rot the arrows like the rub. Where's the kid who's still sneaking to the club? The youth crew's back. 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 The youth crew's back.
Rolly, his mom accused you of making him gay. No.
Tell me a story, Mom.
What story?
About Rolly.
One time you got a boy, played Barbies, and he started to sing, and he had a beautiful song, la 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 la. And his mom came over and said, Rolly, we have to go home now.
Why, Mommy?
Because you're not supposed to play with Barbies, and Sherry, don't ever play with Rolly again. He's a boy, not a girl. Bye.
Oh, I love how Rolly's mom was on there.
Man, oh man.
That's awesome.
Barbies, playing with Barbies.
If I ever make an album, I want my mom to do a little cameo on my track, too.
bash guys playing with Barbies, though.
So that track was off of the brand new Cadence Weapon album. The album is After Party Babies, and that track was In Search of the Youth Crew.
Interesting fact that I discovered when I was looking through the booklet for Islands is that that track, Where There's a Will, There's a Whalebone, not only does it have a subtitle and Bus Driver rapping on it, but it also has Will Butler from Arcade Fire and Dan Bauchner from Wolf Parade and Handsome Furs. Just, I don't even know what they're doing.
They're just there.
Band, it said marching band in, like, I don't know,
it's
brackets.
It's funny because S-Bot made a gesture to me to, like, really listen to what he was going to say.
I'm like, listen up.
But I already knew that.
I know, I told you earlier. But I need to do that to make it seem like I'm talking to somebody.
It's fine.
Otherwise, I know people are listening, and it's like I have no idea they're there.
I know.
I need to look
at you. It's the magic of radio.
We could be in different cities right
now. We could be, really. Sweet. So that was our sets.
Yeah.
From Anti Records.
Next up, DFA. Man, DFA is great. Pretty much anything that comes out on DFA is worth checking out for sure.
Definitely.
So DFA is a label out of New York. Started in September 2001. Tim Goldsworthy, James Murphy, and Jonathan Galkin started it. And they just put out, I think they started out putting out 12-inch singles.
Which we'll get to later as well.
Yes.
Yes, we will. But continue.
That's really all I got.
Oh.
I don't come as prepared as you for these things.
Great.
But they're amazing.
They're amazing. This is one of your new favorites, this next band.
Oh, Shocking Pinks. Okay, yeah, Shocking Pinks are from New Zealand, and they got picked up by DFA. They had an album that came out late last year. It's so good, and it's not electronic or even like have like hints of it. It's like a throwback to like New Order, like 80s British music.
But still, New Order's a little bit electronic, though. I would argue that.
Okay, you can argue it
with nobody because we're gonna move on.
But yeah, we'll be hearing a track from them off of their self-titled album. The track is "The End of the World." It's got a great like drum beginning that blows my socks off, my Robo socks off.
Robo socks.
And then after that, it'll be Hercules and Love Affair. Also self-titled album. It's called Blind. Anthony from Anthony the Johnsons provides his vocals for it. It's a great track, and I saw him do like a DJ set at the Royal Unicorn.
Oh.
A while back. Yeah.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was great. It was a massive dance party. It was like a disco dance party.
That's wicked.
Yeah, it was fun.
So you know, for our DFA set, we're going to start it off slower and then make you dance your Robo socks off.
Unless you're in a car.
Again.
We've decided that
we've already done.
You can head nod or shoulder move.
This is the rule. All right, so let's kick it off. This is Shocking Pinks.
Woo!
Woo! Don't you know?
do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right.
Hey, welcome back.
And welcome back. Just to remind everybody, you are currently listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm M-Bot.
And I am S-Bot. you'd think I could use a robot voice for that, hey?
But instead, I didn't either, though.
I know, it's true. I was going after you, so I was going to do it too.
I'm sorry. So just before that little break, you heard the first two tracks off of our DFA.
Our ode to DFA.
Yep, and they were?
They were the Shocking Pinks, End of the World from their self-titled album, and Hercules and Love Affair Blind, featuring Anthony from their self-titled, or I should say his self-titled album.
Hmm.
And they're both stellar. Like, so good. To me, they're so good.
It was a pretty sweet track.
You're first to listen to it because we're playing it.
So coming up next, we have brand new Hot Chip. So excited. You know what I'm sad, though? I missed the Hot Chip concert that S-Bot went to.
It was a good
show. Sans me.
It was a really good show.
It was really sad. So now I have to just listen to the album and pretend that I'm there.
But see, like, I'm not crazy about the new album.
I really like their new album.
But the new, like, 3-4 tracks on it, live, killed. Highlights. Even more so than tracks from their previous albums. Yeah.
That's good to hear, actually.
The track we will play,
which is called One Pure Thought. So good.
What?
So good. Album is called Made in the Dark, by the way. And I think that it's one of those albums that I could just pick any track, mm-hmm. and it would be good.
You know what? I agree, but I could not listen to the whole album front to back.
Really?
Not a great album. Good songs is my feelings on this one.
Okay. I feel like we could... We'll arm wrestle it later. Robot arm wrestle? We could go on forever. speaking of robots, the following track is from a DJ that I recently found, and I played on the fill-in I did for Maxwell for Mondo Trash Show. This DJ is called Shit Robot. Yeah, that's right.
That's right, she said it.
I said it. And if you go to Shit Robot's MySpace, Shit Robot recently just had a little baby robot.
A little shit robot.
And there's a very cute drawing of a robot holding a baby robot, and it's quite adorable.
It's pretty good.
We were talking about how DFA started just putting out 12 inches,
mm-hmm.
which is the wire our track can be found on. It's found on a 12 inch. It's called The Wrong Galaxy and Triumph 12 inch. There's only two songs. And we're going to play Wrong Galaxy off of that. It's so good. It'll blow your brains.
Brains.
Robo brains. Yeah. So let's kick it off.
All of our listeners are robots also.
So we're going to kick it off with brand new Hot Chip and One Pure Thought. And following that, it'll be Shit Robot and Wrong Galaxy.
If I could have just one pure thought,
So we are back. That track was from the DJ Shit Robot, and that track was Wrong Galaxy. We did have to cut it just a wee bit short, but we have such a stellar last set that we just were like, we have to make enough time for these last two tracks.
And we'll keep it short on the talking too, so we can rock out for the end of the show.
For sure. So that was Shit Robot, and before that, brand new Hot Chip with the track
One Pure Thought,
and it's off of Made in the Dark. So before we get to our last two tracks, I just want to remind everyone to please stay tuned, because Mondo Trasho with Maxwell is coming up next, and it's going to be a rockin' good time. And speaking of Maxwell,
very good segue.
Thank you. If you aren't doing anything this Wednesday, every last...
The date?
Oh, the 25th of June.
Oh, okay. The way you were saying it was as though you were asking somebody on a date. Like,
oh,
what are you doing on Wednesday?
I know, I'm kind of asking everyone on a date, though. All of the listeners. Maxwell likes to throw a party at Lola's on the last Wednesday of every month. And this Wednesday... as a special fun little thing, I'm also DJing. Oh, what?
What?
That's right.
What?
DJ M-Bot. What?
And I'll be watching.
Yeah, S-Bot will be there, shaking his tail feathers.
Shaking my tail feathers.
Electronic tail feathers. Anyways, so you should come out and dance. It's fun. It's themed prom circa 1985. Mm. And I promise that I will play at least one epic power ballad from 1985 for you all. So come Lola's this Wednesday.
How much is it?
June 25th.
No?
That's a good question. I think it's like five. And if you come before 10, free booze.
Very reasonable.
One free beer for everyone who comes before 10.
And a power ballad?
I know. Could you really ask for anything more?
I would pay over 10 at least.
And I don't know, show up sometime after 8. Anyways, that's my plug. Let's do our last set and finish this ode to DFA.
Oh, ode to DFA.
You do the first one.
Okay. First up will be LCD Sound. Of course, obviously, one of the founders, James Murphy, but LCD Sound System off of the first album that was actually released in a CD format, which is a double disc, Disco Infiltrator. So good.
So good.
And then
we're going to end... I'm so excited. You should see me. I'm so excited.
She's shaking.
I'm shaking. We're ending with The Rapture. This is off of their old album, Echoes.
When they were still with DFA.
When they were still with DFA. And we're going to be playing House of Jealous Lovers. Now, we realize...
I don't know that we are.
What?
Oh, I thought we were going to play...
No, we are.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Oh, man. I thought we were going to play the spring song.
No.
Coming of the Spring?
No.
No, okay.
No. We've decided that, I think, we should end the show with two classic DFA tracks.
You're probably right.
So, yes, you may have heard these at many a hipster night, but just hear them once more. We're going to be rocking out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Okay, so let's stop talking. You listen. That's our show for this week. We'll be back two weeks from now. With another...
Epic. Evening.
Of...
Music.
With
music.
With M-Bot and
S-Bot
and all
awesome
in your ears.
Oh, I thought we could do it the whole time. Do you want to do it again?
All
awesome
in your ears. That was pretty good.
That was okay.
All right, so here is LCD Sound System and Disco Infiltrator.
Yeah.
Following that will be The Rapture and House of Jealous Lovers. Have fun.
Bye.
all I know is all I know. It's the disco infiltrator for show. What all I see is all I see. But still you want it. Ah, stop. You can't believe what you believe. Or the disco infiltrator will leave. Oh, stupid B. Oh, stupid B. But still we want it. Is what you're told. It's the disco infiltrator gone cold. Oh, stupid you, I've been told the truth. But you don't want it. No! Stop! You break the frown in your little town. You run the disco infiltrator on down. Oh, stupid you, oh, stupid me. And we deserve it. Thank you.
sound okay?
Yeah. I totally forgot that was on there.
That's the best part of the outro. We're still here.
We're still here.
As you can clearly tell.
Maxwell's on his way. So
he's running a little bit behind. But guess what? Because of that, we get to play the Rapture song that I wanted to play.
All right.
Coming of the Spring. Hey, come on.
All right, we're excited. We also wanted to just point out how sweet the cowbell is.
Oh, DFA signature sound. Cowbell. They love it.
So good.
You know what was missing from the latest Rapture album? Cowbell.
There was cowbell on the album.
I don't know.
I liked it.
All right.
But I do have to say Echoes, a fantastic album all the way around. So while we're waiting for Maxwell, we're going to put that on. Coming of Spring.
Just
like he wanted. And his arms are just...
Put your robo hands in the air.
Hey, everybody, put your robo hands in the air. If you come see me DJ on Wednesday, I might say that.
Yes.
All right.
And I'll be the first one with my hands up.
It's true, he will. All right, so here's Coming of Spring. We might be here in a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens after this 5 minutes. All right, here we go. Yeah.